This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The World Health Organization is warning that a number of countries are not taking all the steps needed to fight against the spread of the deadly coronavirus. The spread of the virus around the world is leading to big changes in public life, including school closures and the suspension of business travel. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
California's banned a cruise ship from docking in San Francisco with a small cluster of cases on board. United Airlines cutting back international and domestic flights. In Italy, the European epicenter of the virus, schools are being closed nationwide. Officials in Washington state are considering similar measures. Saudi Arabia has banned pilgrimages to Mecca. Iran has canceled Friday prayers. And Israeli Jews are asked not to kiss a mezuzah when they enter a doorway. But in China, where the outbreak began and more than 3,000 people died, the cases are slowing. Some factories are actually reopening, providing workers with masks and jugs of disinfectant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The chief economist for the International Air Transport Association, Brian Pierce, says if the virus sweeps through countries the way it has swept through China, the airline industry will suffer significant financial damage.
We could see the effect on revenues exceed $100 billion, around about 19% of global passenger revenues. You know, this would be a revenue shock equivalent to what was seen in the global financial crisis. So, this, again, is a serious situation facing airlines.
Desperate to keep the virus from expanding within their borders, many countries have been tightening travel restrictions. For more on the coronavirus, the symptoms, and how to avoid getting it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.